following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School Spring Sports, presented by Clay Power Sports, Delhalla's one-stop shop for all things boating, fishing, mowing, utility vehicles, and more.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome into the campus of Clay County High School here on a warmer April afternoon, where the 8-5 Lady Bulldogs softball team and third-year head coach Homer Daly are set to host head coach Brittany Cooper and 0-3 Clark Range for a crucial conference matchup. The Lady Buffaloes have made the trip to Salina to try to pull the upset of District 7A's second-place Lady Dogs, but the Clay County girls are more than ready to defend their home turf. We've got more softball coming right at you tonight as spring sports season continues here live on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to the Lady Bulldog softball brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with their community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, built your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Copeland Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
CrossFit DHL, helping you get stronger every day with fitness and fun for everyone.
Baxter Flooring, specializing in all types of floor coverings, custom tile showers, and more, so you can buy your flooring right here at home.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's matchup, and much more as we get ready for Lady Bulldog softball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome in to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show for the Horizon Sports Network's second night of the 2025 Clay County spring sports season and our second broadcast of Lady Bulldog softball. We're back here in the softball press box looking down on Richard Boswell Memorial Field. I'm Thomas Weaver, and I'm happy to be here to continue our coverage of the Lady Dogs on the diamond And once again, I'm getting to do it with an all-star crew, one being a guy who can wear his shorts with ease tonight now that it's warmed up today. He's Clay County Sports Hall of Famer, former official and coach, and a name synonymous with all things local sports, Doug Strong.
Yeah, it feels more like ball weather tonight, too, you know.
It does.
So, good, pretty night. Good night for ball.
And we also have a man who makes spring sports go here on the Horizon Sports Network, our resident icon of the industry, 40-year broadcasting legend, Craig Cantrell, who may not have to break out the Carhartt tonight, the way it's looking.
I did bring a lighter jacket, though. I'm not going to mess with it. They always wear a backup, but this is a good night for them. If the rain will stay away, there is still some little pop-up showers in the area. Even if they do pop up, they probably won't last long. So it's just a perfect night for softball. And the way it rained last night and today, this field, like we said, that tarp, it's in great shape. It's going to be fun tonight.
I think so. And, it was nice to dust off the headsets a couple of days ago. And after changing our plans kind of on the fly, guys, we're primed and ready for this one tonight. Another look at this top-notch Lady Dog team, Doug.
And like I said, we got a good look there tonight. You know, of course, the quality opponent there tonight was a little different, but I thought Clay Haynes played very well against them. You know, it was a 10-0 game, but, you know, pretty good ball game by Clay County still.
And, Craig, we may get to see some players that we didn't see the other night. I know we got a different starting pitcher.
Yeah, they're mixing it up a little bit as Clay County. You need games like this sometimes to be able to get some players some playing time because you never know when you're going to have somebody step into a big moment. And I'm looking forward to seeing Riley Baxter. Everybody's talking about that she's going to be the next Baylor Walden. I get to see her for the first time tonight, so I'm looking forward to seeing this pitcher. She's a freshman. She's got good size, throws it very hard, and it should be fun to watch her pitch.
We wouldn't get to see her and this Lady Dog team without our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. We can't thank each and every one of them enough. Craig, you've been at this a long, long time, and you know they're the ones that make it go.
Oh, yeah. Without sponsors, it doesn't happen. And people don't realize, you look at how much time it takes to just get this set up and get everything going, the equipment, and without them. And I'm just so pleased with how many people step up and support us. Kind of went into this last year kind of as an unknown, and like you said, they didn't hesitate. They just jumped right on with us, and we appreciate them. And let them know it. You know, that's without that, people wouldn't be able to see these games. Just football, basketball, baseball, whatever. Just let them know you appreciate them helping out with these broadcasts.
I agree, and a special shout-out to Clay Power Sports and owner Eli Schmucker and all the gang down below the Cumberland River Bridge at Clay Power Sports. They're our presenting sponsor for this spring sports season. They were the same last year, and we appreciate them for that. And, of course, we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Dalhalla Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks will pick up a copy of next week's paper for coverage of tonight's game and much more. Up next, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent game in our recap segment, so stay with us for much more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
For 105 years, Macon Bank and Trust Company has supported you and your family in some of life's largest financial decisions, whether buying a home, starting a business, or purchasing your dream car. We're proud to be your community bank. Call or visit one of our convenient locations today to learn more about our loan options. Macon Bank and Trust Company, proudly serving Macon and surrounding counties since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper. But since the paper's already out this week, we'll just give you a preview of what will be written about Clay County's battle with Gordonsville Tuesday night. The Lady Dogs did fall to the two-time defending state champs 10-0 in a five-inning game. But after falling behind early, they hung with the highly touted Tigerettes in the middle of that one before they completed the run rule win. Bader Walden pitched well in the circle. The defense played sound around her. And Jenna Thompson went a perfect 2-for-2 against UT commit Kaylee Plumley. So despite the loss, you know, there was kind of plenty of positives in that one, Doug.
Yeah, you know, we talked the other night, you look at the score, you know, 10-0, but one of the big things you look at, not a lot of errors in the game. We didn't give runs, you know. So that's big. If you don't give them runs, make them earn them, and they earned pretty much those 10. Probably 8 of them was earned, 2 maybe not. But, you know, you make them earn them. If you do that, then you play pretty well.
Yeah, I agree, Craig. And, you know, we talked about it heading into that one. This Clay County Lady Bulldog team's played that Gordonsville team about as good as anybody in the last couple of years. And I thought they gave a good effort to the night.
And they've probably seen them more than anybody. So they know that team. And you look at the scorebook. I happened to just kind of flip over back to last night. Two innings. The second inning, they scored 4 runs. The fifth inning, they scored 4 runs. The other three, Clay County kind of, for Gordonsville, they kind of shut them down. So that's, if you can hold Gordonsville to a run in a couple of innings and no runs in another, you're playing pretty well. So they're doing some good things. And like I said, the more they see them, like Doug was talking about, the more you stay away from them and don't put them to where they're in an elimination game with you, that's going to help you out throughout the postseason.
Totally agree. Good showing by the Lady Dogs again against one of the top teams in the state for sure, and possibly the nation. Folks, we encourage you to pick up a copy of the newspaper for coverage of all things Clay County, including spring sports and that game we just talked about. And we ask you to stay with us for much more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame shows. We get ready for Clay County and Clark Range here on the Horizon Sports Network.
At Copeland's Rural Supply, they don't just sell products. They're part of your community. Need advice on your next project? Copeland's friendly team is here to help you find exactly what you need to make your work easier and more efficient. Copeland's is more than a store. They're a neighbor you can count on, and they invite you to come build something great together. To get started, stop in at 408 Brown Street or check them out online at CopelandSRS.com. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
Tri-County Electric will be utilizing text messaging as part of our outage management system. We now have the ability to text to share known outages with members. We automatically include all members we have a cell phone number for, so please make sure your phone number is updated. Members can opt out at any time. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs! Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. Time now for the Cumberland Steers Girls 7A update. We kind of went through this last Tuesday. Hadn't changed much. Gordonsville's at the top. They've only got Pickett County left, and they're 6-0 in the league, 18-1 overall. Clay County sitting in that second spot comfortably. They're at 2-2. They beat Pickett County and Red Bowling Springs and lost to Gordonsville twice, and they can really take a leg up here tonight as we're got a doubleheader in front of us. Not quite sure if we're going to call both games, Craig, but, you know, this is basically you can lock in that second spot.
Yeah, a couple wins tonight, and you essentially do with the win over Red Bull in spring. So it's a big game, a big couple of games for these Clay County Lady Bulldogs, and you got to come out focused. You know this is they talk about trap games. This could be one of those trap nights. They've got to be ready to play because you got Gordonsville, you got the big dog on Tuesday night. Now you come in with a team that's struggling, hasn't played many games. You don't know much about them. So the key for Clay County tonight is to be Clay County, just to play the way you play, do good things, and don't look past these Clark Range Lady Buffaloes.
Following Clay County, I have Road Bowling Springs in third because they beat Clark Range. I've got them at 1-2. Pickett County 0-1 and Clark Range 0-3. So there's kind of a clear separation, Doug, between the top two and the rest.
Yeah, it's kind of like the last couple of years been that way. You know, Red Bowling was a little more competitive last year, but those players moved on. It always separates, and it seems like that's where we're at again this year.
Folks, looks like we're getting ready for the national anthem. This girl's District 7A update has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, located behind the bank at 120 Donaldson Avenue in Salina. Cumberland Exteriors offers you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. They are the folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We'll go to break here as they play the national anthem.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place. Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, where it's time for the keys to the game. Our last thoughts before first pitch, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Doug, what you got for us ahead of this one?
Well, I think the biggest, Craig mentioned it earlier, just come out here ready to play from the get-go. Do what you do normally, and it's going to start raking Terry. If he gets us started early, you know, we just click, you know, so just be aggressive and do what you do.
And, Craig, as far as the key to this one, we're going to see a pitcher that maybe hadn't pitched in quite some time. How important will it be for the freshman, Riley Baxter, to get off to a good start on the defensive side?
As a freshman, she's got to be, 14, 15, maybe even 13 years old. So she's young. She wants to get off to a good start. That'll get her mind focused better. But in talking to Doug, she's played a lot of softball. So she's been out against a whole lot of big-time competition. She's seen the bright lights. So she'll be ready, I think. And she's just got to come out, like we talked about the other, just pitch her game and just go after them.
Sounds good, guys. This has been the Keys to the Game, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden at more at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way, Craig.
And it's time now for the Subway starting lineups for tonight's game, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon. And don't adjust your computer or whatever you're watching it on. Clay County will be the visiting team in this first game of this doubleheader schedule for tonight. So the Clay County Lady Bulldogs going to bat first. Even though they are at home, they will be the visitors. And they'll lead off with Reagan Cherry playing right field. She'll be followed by Baylor Walden playing shortstop tonight. Jade Walker at first base. Jenna Thompson playing center field. Annalise Daly is at third base. Halen Garrison is the second baseman. Darcy Smith, the catcher tonight. Avery Davis is in left field. And Riley Baxter, the pitcher in the circle tonight for Coach Homer Daly. And the 10-5 Lady Bulldogs 2-2 in district play. Now for Clark Range, defensively, they'll go with in the circle tonight. Hayden Copley will be the pitcher. The catcher is going to be Caitlin Cottle. At first base is Katie Sales. At second base is Abby Wood. At third base is Macy Fox. And at shortstop is Rosalind Atkinson for Clark Range. Around the outfield, in left field is Callie Upchurch. In center field is Peyton Young. And in right field is Sarah Gunner they're going to flip those. Sarah Gunner's in left field and in right field as we get ready for the first pitch of the night. And it's going to be taken for strike one. And that is the Subway starting lineup brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. This one, a little blooper to shortstop. Shortstop going to make the play for out number one here in the top of the first inning.
Good pitching starting right there. Watch her warm up. She's got some good movement on her ball, so if she can locate that with movement, she'll create some problems.
Cherry just a little out ahead of that one, almost got it off the end of the bat, didn't she, Doug?
Yeah, didn't get it solid.
Baylor Walden stepping in to hit now, and focus got to be a little bit different for Baylor tonight, not being in the circle, as the first pitch going to be on the inside part of the plate for call strike one. And again, the pitcher Copley gets the first strike of the inning, or at the at-bat against the Clay County hitter. Walden stepping back in. Baylor playing shortstop. I'm looking forward to seeing her arm out there on the field just to see her feel that position. That one misses high and away for ball one.
Yeah, we're used to seeing her with the ball in her hand. And, when she's going to get it at shortstop, I'd say she can still rifle it overhand too, Doug.
Yeah, she's pretty nice. Wherever you put her in the field, she's pretty nice.
1-1 pitch, ground ball, rolling to Atkinson again at shortstop. She'll field it, throws to first in time. For out number two, so it goes 6-3, Atkinson to Sales for put out number two by Rosalind Atkinson. I believe she's the point guard for the Lady Buffaloes basketball team, isn't she?
Yep.
Jade Walker to bat now, the left-handed hitting senior stepping in for Clay County. Clark Range off to a very good start for them, as the first pitch to Walkers will be right down the middle, and a little change up for strike one.
She's all strikes so far, right? I mean, she ain't pitched the ball yet. It's all been strikes.
I think she might have missed once on that first at bat.
Maybe.
Other than that.
That one inside for ball one to even the count at 1-1.
Got several folks filtering in here on the broadcast watching. If you're out there listening, share this broadcast for us. And if you do and comment that you did so, you'll have a chance to win a Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper subscription. So all you have to do is hit the share button and comment and say, hey, I shared. And when you did, that'll let us know to enter you in the drawing.
Walker hits this one to center field. Center fielder came in first and recovers going back to her right. Is out there. Peyton Young makes a tough catch out of what she turned into having to be a tough catch in a 1-2-3 inning for Copley for Clay County. The Clark Range Lady Buffaloes coming up to bat.
We With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldog softball being presented by Clay Power Sports down below the Cumberland River Bridge in Salina, where Clay County and Clark Range are knotted at zero, no score here in this first half of a doubleheader in a District 7A contest, guys, and three up, three down by the Clark Range pitcher against some pretty good hitters for the Lady Dogs.
Yeah, and we mentioned just watching her in warm-ups before they started, you know, she is around the plate good, and she brought right to the mound right off the bat, and, you know, all her, she's locating very well. If you locate pitching, you're going to do pretty good, and she's locating.
Clay County is mixing up their defense tonight. We talked about Riley Baxter getting the start in the circle. There's a lot of other players playing a lot of different positions as well. As the catcher tonight in game one is Darcy Smith. At first base, Jade Walker scoots over from second base over to first base. At second base is Halen Garrison for Clay County. At shortstop is Baylor Walden. At third base is Avery Davis. She was there Tuesday night. She's back at third base. Rather, at third base is Annalise Daly, who was there. In left field is Avery Davis. She's a little further out there on the left side is Davis. Out there in left field. In center field is Jenna Thompson. And in right field is Reagan Cherry. So two of the three outfielders still in the same place. But a completely different-looking defensive alignment for Clay County.
And it kind of goes back to what Doug said, the depth on this team and, you know, an opportunity to kind of get some starts for a few of these players and mix it up. And that's nice to be able to do that.
Yeah. Well, your lineup's basically the same, just shuffled where they're at.
Yeah.
And that's really nice when you can got players that can play multiple positions. That just makes you solid. You know, like Riley, first base, they're not solid, and she's on the mound tonight.
Roslyn Atkinson, the leadoff batter for Clark Range. She fouls that one back to even the count at 1-1. They'll also send up due this inning Katie Sales batting the second spot. Caitlin Cottle hitting third here in the bottom of the first inning. Swing and a miss there for strike two. And the rest of the batting order, Peyton Young hits fourth. Abby Wood hits fifth. Callie Upchurch hits sixth. Hayden Copley hits seventh. Macy Fox hits eighth. And Sarah Gunner, the number nine batter for Clark Range. 1-2 pitch bounces in there to even the count at 2-2. Riley Baxter in the circle for Clay County. In the pitch sign, who actually calls the pitches over in the dugout? Do you know?
It's usually Coach Walden, I think, when Baylor is pitching. I do know that, but not sure.
I was just curious. I didn't know it. That one misses outside to take the count full to Roslyn Atkinson.
And I could be wrong about that, but that would be my guess.
3-2 pitch. This one hit foul over onto the football field. Count will stay full. We look behind just every now and then you see a little bit of a breeze down on the field, but you look out there in the trees behind the fence, and they're not moving at all. This is as still a night in April as I've seen in a long time. 3-2 pitch. This one hit on the right side. Cherry backing up will make the catch. Reagan Cherry will make the running catch out in right field for out number one.
Yeah, a good job by her. I thought she misjudged it at first. She came in initially, Doug, but was able to fade back and get a glove on it.
Yeah, I'm like you. I thought she kind of overrun it a little bit. You know, good speed, and she tracked it back down, brought it in.
And a good start for Baxter getting the first out against the batter she faced, Craig.
Yeah, that's like we talked about, getting off to a good start. And anytime they're hitting in the air with this outfield that Clay County's got, that defense is going to make some plays. That pitch misses high and away for ball one to Katie Sales for Clark Range, the first base player.
And we talked about sharing the broadcast and having a chance to win a Delhalla Horizon newspaper subscription after this pitch. We'll announce our winner from Tuesday night's game.
That one just misses for ball two.
Again, I'm asking if you share the broadcast, also comment that you did so, because I can't see everyone's name that shares it, unfortunately. But the one I did see and we drew out was Miss Lisa Rich from a broadcast against Gordsville. So all she has to do, send us an email with her information to info@delhallahorizon.com. Miss Lisa Rich, the winner from the last broadcast.
Congratulations, and enjoy the subscription to the paper. That's a lot of information each week for you. Oh, almost a curveball there to even the count at 2-2 from Baxter.
Yeah, that had a little odd movement, looked like, on that one there. Yeah.
Started way inside and kind of broke back over the plate. 2-2 pitch. Little change up there. Got her swinging for strike three. First strike out of the night for Baxter and out number two.
Yeah, first time we've seen that one, Doug. A little Houdini to that one.
Yeah, we thought it there tonight, you know, the ones that's got a little zip on their pitch, if they can get a good changeup in there, it's going to be pretty much unhittable. That's about as good a changeup as you've seen in a while right there. She floated that in there nice.
And the motion stayed the same on the arm motion. That's the key to a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That was a nice one.
Caitlin Cottle, the batter now for Clark Range, facing Baxter for the first time, and that pitch misses low for ball one. Cottle, the catcher for Clark Range, choking up on the bat, squares to show bunt, now pulls back the swing, and that one, oh, that just misses for ball two.
That's a pretty good location right there. That's pretty nice.
That was a strike 2 nights ago.
Darcy Smith held it for a couple extra seconds just to let him see it, I believe. The count goes 2-0. Pitch, swing and a miss on an inside pitch. Couldn't catch up to it, and the count goes 2-1. 9 players on this Clark Range roster. That's a tough situation to deal with, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it changes the way you have to do things, practice and everything. So,
a little foul tip there into the catcher. Smith throws it back to Baxter. Good to see Halen Garrison back out there. We were kind of worried Tuesday night when she was working with that knee. A little change up here. This one hitting foul ground. Walker gets chase, but it's on top of the dugout. She's out there at second base. If you can play second base where you have to move laterally a lot, that tells me that knee must be in pretty good shape.
And unfortunately, as a catcher, you know, that's you pounding there as your knees when you're catching, so it's good to see her out there healthy.
2-2 pitch coming up from Baxter. Swing and a miss for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts to end the inning on that little almost curveball-type action, and both teams go in order. And through the first inning, we're through one complete. No score here in Salina.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes. Your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home.
For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the getting place.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldogs softball, being presented by Clay Power Sports. We're still scoreless here in Salina as Clay County and Clark Range are headed in to the top of the second inning, guys. And you talked about it. All batters going down in order in the first two, Greg.
Yeah, that you don't see that too often really anymore, it doesn't seem like. But 4, 5, and 6 hitters due up now for Clay County. Jenna Thompson, Annalise Daly, and Halen Garrison. As Thompson squares to bunt, offers at it, and that'll be strike one. Jenna, pretty big claim to fame on Tuesday night, went 2 for 2 against Kaylee Plumlee, who will be at UT next year. So that's a pretty big night.
Yeah, and she improved her average on the season to .469 and also got into a tie for the leader with hits with 15 with Baylor Walden. So it wasn't just the other night. She's having a good year.
Yeah, it's a solid year and everything. And, you know, Jenna gets on the base pass. She's a threat to be stealing base. She's got good speed. So, yeah, she's had a solid year so far.
Showing that here with the bunt attempts on the first two pitches she's seen. Now the two-strike count may take that bunt out of play, though, as she'll step in to hit once again against Copley. 0-2 delivery. That one catches the inside bar of the plate for call strike three. Catcher dropped it, but will throw down to first, and the first baseman can't handle it. Gets away, but Thompson will be safe on first on the pass ball by the catcher.
Got a little break there. I thought it was a pretty low pitch anyway from Gill, but at least they dropped it, and then speed kind of forced that to be a bad throw.
Yeah, just like what we talked about, you know, Thompson makes things happen, and she did it there, Craig.
Yeah, just seeing that happen. You know, it was behind her, and a lot of players could just quit on that and just kind of give up. But she saw it got away and didn't get far away, but she just hustled down the line and kind of got in the way of the throw. She didn't get out of the baseline or anything, but the way the catcher had to field it kind of got right between first base and the play. Thompson going to go to second, throw down to second base, cut off by Atkinson, and Thompson slides in safely with a stolen base.
That's good aggressive base running. I had a feeling that's what we'd see. Would not surprise me if they're trying to get third here pretty soon, too. We got a good batter at the plate, so you may kind of stay there to get some holes.
Yeah, Daly also a .429 average. I haven't really updated all of these numbers, but over 400, that's for sure, after the game against Gordesville. So and she takes a big cut there, Craig.
Yeah, just missing that one. High in the zone, count evens up at 1-1 as –
And I misspoke also. There's a three-way tie for the top hitter. They all three with 15, including Daly.
Oh.
So Daly, Thompson, and Walden with 15 hits on the year.
So she's got a chance to move into first place alone as that one misses inside for ball two.
Yeah, she don't play like a freshman. Of course, these girls have played game after game after game, summer and all that. But now she's at a level that you don't see with a freshman often.
2-1 to Daly. 2-1 delivery. Check swing, but the strike call. Thompson, big lead out there at second. The catcher going to walk a little closer to the pitcher before she makes the throw to force Thompson to go back, and the count evens up at 2-2. Daly stepping back in. 2-2 delivery. This one hit into center field. Center fielder coming in will settle under it, make the catch for out number one. So the fly out to Peyton Young for the first out of the inning.
Yeah, good solid contact there by Daly. Just didn't quite get what she wanted, did you?
Yeah, just looks like she took a little bit off her swing and didn't get the good solid contact on it.
Peyton Young, a couple of putouts in the game so far. Now Halen Garrison, the batter for Clay County.
Clay County just one out so far, so still in a position to put one across the plate here.
First pitch to Garrison, slow roller and foul ground on the left side. Something we didn't touch on very much, but the record for Clark Range, they're 0-3. They've only played 3 games, and that at this time of year just seems like a very few games.
Yeah, usually here you're in that 15-plus range,
yeah.
You know.
This one hit on the left side. Left fielder coming in toward the line. That's going to drop and foul ground. Long strike there to even the count at 1-1 to Halen Garrison. Looked like it had a chance to catch the line, but it just kept carrying.
Yeah, just kind of floated and floated there.
Yeah. And like I said, no wind, so it's just kind of the movement of the ball. 1-1 pitch from Copley. This one hit on the ground to third. Third baseman up with it. Throw to first is going to be in time. That'll let Thompson move over to third base on the throw, but the putout will get out number two as it will go from third base Macy Fox over to Katie Sales at first for the putout.
Yeah, kind of got that on the end of the bat there, and didn't get, I don't know, may have had a little changeup action to it and kind of got her off stride with her bat.
Darcy Smith with the go-ahead run 60 feet away down there on third base. First pitch to Smith, a swinging strike there for strike one. So the strikeout to Thompson will count as a strikeout for Copley, but, of course, they didn't get the out on the play, but she will get the strikeout in her stats. Oh, one pitch. This one hit in the air and foul ground over the top of the press box to take it to 0-2.
How much of this, Doug, is it the adjustment between the speed of Kaylee Plumlee that these girls saw last Tuesday? Seems like they're either out in front or, you know, just can't quite get on it.
Yeah, I think that's got a lot with it because, you know, you're geared into that speed. Now you got to gear back down for, and she's throwing it well, but it's not the speed, so you got to get that timing down.
Off the end of the bat as well. Atkinson going to come home with it, and there's no play there. Atkinson came home, and it was a little offline up the first base side, and Thompson will come in to score on what will be, and I would think it would be an error on the shortstop, but Clay County's on the board to take a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, good job by Smith, you know, putting it into play to make something happen there, and, you know, the decision and the throw allowed a run to come in, Doug.
And that kind of the hit kind of brought her this way, so maybe one thought she had the better play there.
Smith bluffs over there at first base. The pitch taken for a ball by Avery Davis, the left fielder stepping into bat. One oh pitch. That one misses high for ball two. Fifth batter in the inning, so Clay County's gotten a couple of runners on. They've gotten a run aboard or run across to take a 1-0 lead over Clark Range. Top of the first inning here in game one of a doubleheader. This one hit in the air to center field. Center fielder going to settle under it as Peyton Young will make her third put out of the game, and Clark Range will get out of the inning. Clay County scores a run, though. We're through 1.5. It's Clay County 1, Clark Range 0.
Hello, Clay County. Do you ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tools or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Copeland's Rural Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. So come down to Copeland's Rural Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, and one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldogs softball. Lady Dogs strike first. They lead Clark Range 1-0 after scoring on an error. Jenna Thompson came in after Darcy Smith put it in play to go up 1-0. This broadcast being presented by Clay Power Sports. Below the Cumberland River Bridge right here in Salina, Tennessee, we want to recognize them and what they do down there, Doug. We talk about it every broadcast. Boats, motors, side-by-sides, mowers, utility vehicles, huge fishing store, boating, audio. Eli calls it a one-stop shop, and when he says that, he means it, doesn't he?
Well, pretty much if you do it outside, he can cover you. You know, I think about the only thing you can't do down there outside is maybe hunting stuff. You know, but other than that, he's got it. It's excellent down there. If you ain't been in there, you need to go in there.
And Craig, it's not just, you know, your run-of-the-mill stuff. He's an authorized dealer for every outboard engine supplier you can think of, from Yamaha to Mercury to all of them, and he can work on everything, too.
That's a huge thing right there. If you're local and you buy local from him, that means that you're going to be able to get to them quick. You know, if something goes where you need somebody to help you out with something, they're right there. You know where they're at. You can get there, and you can talk to them, and they'll take care of you.
No doubt. Folks, look them up on Facebook. They also have a website with all that they have listed there. And, again, we appreciate Clay Power Sports for being our presenting sponsor here for the spring sports season. Go see them. Tell them thank you for doing so.
Peyton Young leading off this second inning. She'll be followed by Abby Wood and Callie Upchurch. Due up for the Lady Buffaloes. Riley Baxter in the circle for Clay County. This one hit off the hands. It went off the catcher. Smith going to get to it, but not in time, as it'll be a base runner now for Clark Range, and I would think that would be a single, as I thought there was some contact maybe with the catcher's glove that might stop the play, but the home plate umpire said no.
Yeah, it kind of come funny when he swung there.
Yeah, and there was no bobble on Clay County's part. He picked it up when they could and made the throw, so just a good hustle by the Lady Buffalo to get on base.
Walker steps on one, throws the second, not in time. Oh, Jade had the right idea. She just backhanded it, that quick step on the corner of the bag, spun throwing to Walden, but able to get down there safely as Peyton Young.
That's a great play right there. You know, just good instinct, too, because most players ain't got the instinct to make that play like that, and she done very well right there.
Yeah, the senior playing like a veteran for sure. I don't know if I'd have known what to do there, Greg.
I don't know either. Callie Upchurch takes that one, gets away from Smith. That's going to let Young move down to third base on the passed ball. So the tying run now for Clark Range is going to be 60 feet away. The first reaction might have been to look at second, you know, if you're that player there, but she got the sure out. Now Clark Range being aggressive on the base pass and being smart, seeing the ball well when it gets away, and they move down to third base. This one fouled into the dirt for strike one to even the count at 1-1. Callie Upchurch hitting for the first time as the first hit of the game given up by Baxter to Peyton Young. Swing and a miss on one, tailing away that time. It's throw down to third, but Young is back safely for the Lady Buffaloes.
You know, I guess kind of like baseball. You see it get up there in the eyes, and it looks a lot better than what it is. Of course, all a little different when it comes, but it's still up there where you're seeing it.
1-2 pitch. Change up again. Swing and a miss for strike three. Third strike out of the game. They'll throw down to third. Gets away. Davis going to pick it up. Throws to home, but there'll be a run for Clark Range as Peyton Young saw that one over the head of the third baseman going to step to left field and comes in to score the tying run.
Got a tough one right there for Clay County, getting the strikeout, Doug, but surrendering a run.
Yeah.
High ball game.
Kind of threw it around a little bit right there and don't need to do that. Just good solid plays.
Hayden Copley, the pitcher, stepping in to hit now for Clark Range. Game tied at one. That one right down the middle for strike one. I think it fired Baxter up a little bit. That one had a little extra on it there.
Yeah, she didn't appreciate that run being scored, Doug.
And that's what you like to see. You know, you bear down a little more. You know, you don't like that happening. Stay after him.
Another fastball there that Copley gets a piece of, but fouls it back into the net to take the count 0-2.
Yeah, she's dealing pretty good at this point right there on those last two, Doug. Probably up around that close to that 60 mark anyway.
Yeah, she's putting some pretty good stuff on that. She's pushing that easy.
Baxter steps back in, wanting to work a little quicker now in this at-bat. That one bounces in for ball one. Takes the count to 1-2. One thing about a pitcher in either softball, baseball, either one, you can control the pace of the game, can't you?
Yeah, most of them, you know, when you get a little rhythm, you speed up a little, throughout the rhythm a little, it goes a little slower, and she's sped up a little, so she's in pretty good rhythm.
Swinging strike there by Copley, as in the inning, Baxter strikes out the last two she faces. She erases three in a row, but Clark Range gets a run to tie the game at one apiece. We're through two complete here at Clay County High School.
Got a local event you're planning and wondering how to promote it? If so, let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce know. The local chamber is your source for promoting local happenings, and they do it in a wide array of ways, all free to the public. They can spread the word in print, online, and on social media, all to help your event be a big success. So give them a call at 931-243-3338. Take advantage of their free service to the community and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce help you get the word out about your next local event.
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldog softball, being presented by Clay Power Sports, where Clay County and Clark Range are knotted up at one apiece, headed into the third inning. And here's your Lady Dog recap, brought to you by CrossFit DHL. Kind of a slow start in this one. The first inning was 3-up, 3-down for both teams. Then in the second, Clay County got it going a little bit. We saw Thompson reach on an error. She moved all the way around to third base, and then Darcy Smith puts it into play. A throwing error by Clark Range allows Thompson to come in and score to make it 1-0, and then Clark Range responds in the bottom of the second as a throwing error after they got a base runner with a hit allowed a run to score to knot it up at one here. This Lady Dog recount's been brought to you by CrossFit DHL. Experience the best hour of your day with coach-led classes for all fitness levels at 305 Brown Street in Salina when you join today. Get stronger every day with fitness and fun for everyone at CrossFit DHL.
So both teams scoring on unearned runs with the throwing errors to score runs. So if you are the pitchers, you're a little disappointed in that, I guess, but you just got to work a little harder.
That's it. You know, we're getting ready. Clay County's getting ready after Baxter will be in her second time around, see what adjustments they make on that.
Baxter leading off. We'll take that pitch high for ball one. Riley Baxter to be followed by Reagan Cherry and Baylor Walden. It's a pretty good trio to be hitting here tonight for Clay County in this top of the third inning. Swing and a miss there for strike one to even the count at 1-1 to Baxter. Copley kind of reminds me a little bit of the Red Bowling Springs pitcher that we saw last year. You know, she it doesn't seem overpowering, but it's just pretty good stuff. Yeah. This one hit a mile in the air. First baseman Sales trying to make the play and foul around and will on that high pop-up by Riley Baxter.
That wasn't an easy play. Over close to the dugout, yeah. The ball kind of tailing around, Doug. Big out for Clark Range.
Big out.
Reagan Cherry to bat now for Clay County. She's going to hit left-handed
I'd
here.
I'd be looking for a bunt right
here. That's what I was just going to say. Is a little slap bunt maybe here by Reagan Cherry. Just put the wheels in motion is what she's trying to do, and that's what she tries to do, and fouls it back into the net. So 0-1 to Cherry. Just fun to see her run when she gets out there.
Yeah, she's got a motor now. She can go.
One pitch to Reagan, swing and a miss for strike two. See, now she turns around and gets in the right-handed batter's box. So we'll try that slap bunt, it looks like. Copley, the 0-2 delivery. That one misses inside right around the bill of the cap of Cherry, and the count goes 1-2.
Jim almost stepped right into that
one.
He did.
Yeah, that's the kind of the downfall of that little slap action because you're walking to the ball.
1-2 pitch. This one is slapped to the third baseman. Gets
no chance.
Cherry will reach easily as that one's booted over there by Macy Fox. So a base runner, and depends on how generous you are. I don't know if they would have got her anyway. I'm going to give her an infield hit on that one.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, she was gone, guys. It wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, and I figure everybody in the place knew what she was going to do. She come left-handed. But the plus of that is, Noah didn't been able to do anything with it. If she puts it in play, either side of the plate, she's hard to get out just with speed. But give her that extra step from that left-hand box, she's pretty much automatic.
And this is what you want. Cherry on base, your best hitter in the box.
First pitch to Baylor Walden's low. It catches the bottom half of the strike zone for strike one, and Cherry on the first pitch takes second base on a stolen base.
Yeah, that's one thing with the umpire. He's been down there tonight, you know, pretty consistent. So that's a judgment we're going to have to make, too.
As you said, Doug, no hesitation from Cherry. First pitch, gone.
The 0-1 pitch. This one hit well to center field. Center fielder backing up, moving to her right. Now we'll make the catch. Cherry going to tag up and go to third base on one that's not hit very deep. That shows she's got confidence in her speed to be able to move on that one.
Yeah, she don't think she's there's nothing to make sure thinks you can't get there every time. So that's, and most times you can.
Peyton Young's having a night out there in center field. She's had, what, four putouts already? Yeah, four.
Yeah, she's been busy.
Center fielder.
Yeah, and that tells you, you know, the Lady Dogs are really close.
Yeah.
Just haven't quite gotten the lift on the ball yet.
Walker takes that one on the outside part of the plate for call. Strike one. They got to 0-1. Go-ahead run at third base again for Clay County, but two away here in the top of the third. Walker steps back in. That one catches the outside part of the plate again. About the same place to go to Owen Duke.
Yeah, pretty nice pitch right there. She's worked that edge pretty good.
A little off-speed action, too.
Yeah, Walker had to kind of protect here. She's hitting it well this year, 368 with 14 hits on the season.
0-2 delivery. This one's going to be a slow roller on the right side. That's through for number 15. For number 15, and the go-ahead run will score as Reagan Cherry comes in from third base. And Clay County takes a 2-1 lead.
You know, you kind of changed out speed for more speed because, you know, Jalen's got some speed over there, too. That's one thing about this lineup. There's a lot of speed in this lineup.
Jenna Thompson now with two away. She tried to bunt her first at-bat. You'd think here she might be swinging away, but we'll see how Coach Daly plays this one with a runner at first and two outs. Thompson does swing at the first pitch, and that's in the gap. That's got a chance for Walker to score. She'll come in easy. Extra bases for Thompson. She's rounding second, coming into third as Walker crosses home plate. And a one-run triple for Jenna Thompson, and the hot bat continues for the juniors.
Yeah, guys, she's hit on her last four. We know she was 2-for-2 in the last game. She's 2-for-2 already here tonight, and she got that one, Doug.
Yeah, she's had it timed out well and hit it solid right in the gap.
Clay County takes that two-run lead here with a rally, a two-out rally. They've scored two.
Annalise Daly to bat, and she takes strike one. Yeah, that two-run advantage for Clay County with the two runs in the inning. Daly with a deep fly out, her first at-bat. Let's see if she solves. Copley hit this one down the line on the right side, just took him, foul and out of play.
Thought that one was going to get down.
Yeah. Now, that's a good at-bat. You know, the pitch was there, and she just went with the pitch, just missed it as far as getting it in play.
You can see a couple hits really gets the confidence going for this team, doesn't it, Craig?
Yes, it does. It's kind of contagious. Hitting, once somebody starts it, a good team will kind of follow suit. But Daly behind the count, 0-2 here to Copley. Little change up there, just misses for ball one. Boy, that's a tough one to take, as much as he's been calling the inside part of the play. 1-2 to the third base player for Clay County. Steps back in there. This one hit right back up the middle. That's going to score a run. Third run of the inning as Thompson comes in to score, and Annalise Daly has an RBI single for Clay County.
That's just a great at-bat by Annalise right there. The pitch before that, I think, is the key where she could stay off that pitch, and that was a hard pitch to Alpha because that being real close to what he'd been calling out, she laid off and then come back with a great hit.
Yeah, we're talking about a freshman.
Yeah.
Doug, you know, and she may not have seen a whole lot of pitches at the high school level, but she's seen them for a long, long time, hasn't she?
Oh, yeah. This, the experience is here. It's just
Halen Garrison, the batter, will foul that one back into the net for strike one.
Again, all of this coming with two outs. Yeah. That's what's impressive about it.
Yeah, two pretty quick outs. The two out of the first three at bat got out for Clay County. This one ripped on the left side. Daly going to hold it second, though, as the left fielder comes up with it. But that one of the hardest hit balls of the night by Halen Garrison.
Yeah, it was. And Garrison almost pulled that one, but really turned on it, Doug.
Yeah. Yeah. You always wonder what happened when that second time around, the adjustments. Clay County's adjusted very well. They're hitting the ball solid right now.
You up now, Darcy Smith, the hitter for Clay County. She had already gotten part of the catching equipment on, so they had to take the shin guards off over there to step up to bat. Smith. Facing Copley, this one hit over the Clark Range stands for a foul ball for strike one.
And one thing, Clark, they got aggressive this inning. You know, they're not waiting on anything. When it comes in there, they're going after it.
Smith reached on an error her first at-bat. That one's low for ball one. Big lead out there by Daly. But the catcher's going to walk her back as Caitlin Cottle comes out to force her back. But one thing about it, Clay County makes them look every time. They always, if they have an opportunity, they're going to go. 1-1 pitch. That one misses inside for ball two. So 2-1 to Smith. She's the eighth batter of the inning. If she can reach, they'll have batted around here in this third inning. 2-1 delivery. This one hit on the left side. Left fielder going to let bounce in front of her. Davis, they'll send her home. She'll come in to score. That one gets away, but they will hold out there with Garrison at second base. So it's going to be an RBI single for Darcy Smith and the fourth run of the inning for Clay County.
Yeah, rallying here again with two outs, 5-1 the score. It was a tie ball game at the top of this third inning, Craig, and Clay County is putting a bat on the ball.
Davis takes that one high for ball one.
There she goes.
As there's that big lead, and there's a stolen base for Halen Garrison, and Darcy Smith will take second on the throw.
Just good heads up base running with Darcy there, too, to read that she'd went and moved on up advance, too.
Two catchers out there. Halen Garrison starts at catcher most nights. Darcy Smith out there at the catcher as well, and they both run very well. Davis fouls that one off for strike one to even the count at 1-1.
Again, got a good crowd watching here tonight, and make it even bigger for us. Share this broadcast and comment that you did so. You'll be entered for a chance to win a Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper subscription just by hitting the share button.
1-1 pitch. This one lined right back to the pitcher. She can't hold it. That went right off her wrist. And that's going to be a run there coming into score. Second run will come into score. Now Davis going to move over to second base. And the big thing is the pitcher all right? That hit her right above the glove on her left wrist. They're going to have Coach Brittany Cooper come out and check on her.
Yeah, just a good job, really, to knock it down and defend herself.
Yeah, I mean, that's all it is right there. A shot like that, you're just hoping you can knock it off of you and everything. She says she's okay. Hopefully she is.
Yeah, you could hear that and you could see it just right above the little band that holds the glove on your hand. The umpire's going to talk to her as well.
And just a great job by Avery Davis right there. Yeah. You know, she was on the money with that swing and just took it right back at her, Craig.
Yeah, that's just right up the going back up the middle is hard to do sometimes, and she's able to do that with some power. And, again, they've only got 9 players, you know, so I certainly hope she is all right and is able to go the rest of this one in the second game for Clark Range.
2-run score on that. I guess you give Davis a single or –
Yeah, single and 2 RBI. Okay. Well, probably an RBI and then a throwing error probably
right.
Does.
Either way, nice hit.
Yeah, it was hard hit. Maybe the hardest hit of the night. Now Riley Baxter pops one up a mile high again. Atkinson at short will take control and will make the catch. So the pop-up to shortstop this time for out number 3. And that will end the third inning. Big inning for Clay County. They add 6. And through 2.5, it is Clay County 7, Clark Range 1.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Dale Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Dale Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, When it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldog softball, being presented by Clay Power Sports, where the Lady Dogs lead the Lady Buffaloes of Clark Range 7-1 after getting 8 hits and scoring 6 runs in the top of the third inning, guys.
Yeah, 7 singles and a triple for Clay County in that inning, and that's just tattooing the ball, and most of them very well hit. They were hard hit hits for Clay County in the first pitch. To the number 8 batter, Macy Fox, leading off this inning. He's taken for strike one, or rather it's ball one, they call it, 1-0. It did. I thought he said strike. But one thing, you got to give this umpire credit. He's loud. He'll let you know what he's calling. Swing and a miss there to even the count at 1-1. Macy Fox, Sarah Gunner, then back to the top of the order to Rosalind Atkinson for Clark Range here in this third inning. Right down the middle for call strike two. You look at Riley Baxter has faced only one over the minimum tonight for Clark Range. So she's doing a pretty good job out there, even with the unearned run on the board.
Yeah, and she seems to be getting stronger, Doug, as she goes.
Yeah, that's some, you know, early, some of the games she pitched, that's one of the things I noticed about her. You know, she didn't lose anything. It looked like it, as it went on, she just kind of picked up more. That's a good trait.
Misses away on that one for ball two, 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three for out number one. And I think she swung at that one after it was already in the glove.
I think you're exactly right. Delayed reaction because of the speed from the freshman, Doug.
Yeah, just like I said, this good quality, she's picked it up, and, you know, she's tough in that circle.
Sarah Gunner, the left fielder, now the batter for Clark Range, hitting for the first time. Swing and a miss there for strike one. And one thing you like about a freshman here with the 8 and 9 hitters, she's doing what she's supposed to do with this part of the batting order, just go after them and try to get a couple of quick outs.
Yeah, she's definitely challenging them.
Yeah, that change up there, throwing a little misdirection in there, swing and a miss for strike two.
And, Doug, you've talked about it. You know, how nice is it to have two pitchers like Baxter and Baylor Walden? And you know, that's really going to pay off down the stretch. Walden having to pitch every contest when it mattered down the stretch. Now you've got another one that can come in and, you know, do the same thing.
Well, and that helps your other, you know, Reagan can pitch, Avery can pitch. Now you can limit them a little different. You know, I need an inning here, inning there. You know, when you got two quality pitchers like that, that changes their mindset a little bit.
Swinging strike there by Sarah Gunner. Riley Baxter has recorded 4 consecutive strikeouts. She has retired the last 4 batters she's faced by way of the strikeout going back to the second inning. And now Rosalind Atkinson will bat. She came close to a hit her at bat back in the first inning as Reagan Cherry chased one down over her shoulder. There's a big cut there for strike one.
A little more gas on that one. She picked that up a little too.
I think she realizes where she's at, back to the top of the order, and Atkinson may be the most dangerous hitter they've got. The 0-1 pitch. That one misses high for ball one to even the count at 1-1.
And she's really working, too. You know, we talked about the pace early on. She was taking her time stepping out. Doug, she's in a rhythm now.
Yeah, and that's what you see. Once they get in rhythm, that pace picks up. You want to get a pitch across the plate once you get in rhythm.
Well, that little knuckleball action catches the outside part of the plate for call strike two. One-two pitch from Baxter. That one just misses inside for ball two.
good job by the Lady Buffalo to lay off on that one. She wanted to go.
Yeah.
It had some action early. It looked good. Then it just kind of died in there. Good job by laying off it by Clark Range right there.
2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. She strikes out the side. 5 strikeouts in a row for the freshman. We're through 3 complete. It's Clay County 7, Clark Range 1.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleader.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Locally owned and operated by Chris and Derek Hicks, H&H Auto and Equipment Parts proudly serves Clay County and surrounding areas with all their parts needs. Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or construction equipment part. And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldog Softball, presented by Clay Power Sports, your boat, motor, mower, side-by-side, utility vehicle, all of the above dealer down below the Cumberland River Bridge in Salina. Clay County leads Clark Range 7-1 here, headed into the top of the fourth after a 1-2-3 inning by freshman Riley Baxter.
Yeah, back to the top of the order here for Clay County, and back to Reagan Cherry, who got that big inning started for the Lady Bulldogs. This little slap bunt going to land on top of the Clay County dugout and rattle some ears in there for strike one. It's never a good place to be when one of those hits that 10.
No, it definitely echoes a little.
It does.
Yeah, I got to look at your dugout, by the way. Went down this before the game. It is a really nice.
That one bounces in for ball one. I wonder if some of the classes here have cut out that bulldog that's on the wall there.
Probably so.
I would say they do. I know they have a plasma cutter in the shop up there, yeah. So I'd say they still do.
1-1 pitch from Copley. This one hit over the head. The shortstop can't make the leaping grab. Cherry rounding first. She's going to try to stretch this into a double, and she will.
Could have stood up if she wanted to.
On a hit that you never think would be a double, she just casually walks into second base with a leadoff double.
Yeah, she slid on that and definitely didn't have to. I guess she just wanted her mama to wash those pants. So,
she may have.
Nothing like speed, guys. Nothing like speed.
You know, we're talking about that was the same method she had on that slap bun earlier, but she really got a hold of that one.
Yeah. Baylor Walden with a runner in scoring position now for the junior for Clay County. First pitch to Walden, hits the other way to right field. Right fielder coming in will make the catch. Cherry will tag. That'll move the runner. So now the ball gets away, and Cherry's going to come in to score. So the sacrifice, well, there was a play, but I already assumed that she'd come in to score as Cherry is there on just that quickly. When she gets on base, she's around and scores the run.
It is so impressive. You know, I remember going back to last year, how excited we got about she just, you know, as Craig says, throwing up dust, just automatic, never stops at first when she's got one in play because she knows she can get the second. Same thing when she rounds third dust.
Well, there's not many players can make those two plays she just made. That's typically a single, and you're moving up one base. I mean, that's what you are. And she, both of them was two bases, make it with nothing.
Exactly. That one misses outside for ball one to Jade Walker, and the run extends the lead to 7 now. Clay County in front. 8-1 here in the top of the fourth. 1-0 pitch to Jay. That one misses away for ball two. Walker singled with an RBI. Her last at-bat came around and scored a run. This one hit hard. That's going to get through for a base hit. She ripped that one right under the glove of the first baseman for hit number two in a row for Jade Walker.
And Jade's kind of old school. She comes up there and she don't wear batting gloves. You don't see that much, you know. And she comes up there and just, you know, old schools it, no batting gloves, and just she hits the ball well.
I hadn't noticed that. That doesn't happen much at all anymore, does it?
No, you don't see it.
And she's hit it well. We talked about her average earlier on. Also has a home run this season. And when she turned on them like that, that's probably how. I'm sure it got pulled to right field from that left-handed stance.
Yeah,
she's got some pop in her bat for sure.
That was right on the sweet spot of the bat. That hit was, when it sounds that way, you know something good's going to happen to it. And that first baseman had no chance at it. As see it go under a glove was Katie Sales. That one's called strike one. Throw down to second base. Walker going to slide in head first and gets there safely on the stolen base for Jade Walker. So Coach Daly being a little more aggressive there, putting the runner in scoring position for Jenna Thompson.
Why wouldn't you, the way Thompson's hitting?
Thompson, the 1-1 pitch. Takes that one high for ball two. She's been on base twice. Struck out, but reached on the pass ball by the catcher. The error on the catcher came around and scored a run. Then had a triple with an RBI and scored a run in the third inning. Swing and a miss there for strike two to even the count at 2-2. Throw coming out to second. That's one of those, got to watch it. It gets very far away, just any distance away, and Jade Walker is going to go. Thompson steps out, takes a couple of swings outside the batter's box. Now ready to face Copley with one away. This one going to be grounded in foul ground on the left side. One out here in the top of the fourth inning.
Yeah, Clay County, of course, rallying with those six runs in the top of the third to kind of create some separation here. And they're kind of building on that, aren't they, Doug?
Yeah, just putting pressure on now. That's a good momentum builder, and they're keeping it up.
2-2 pitch. Thompson swing and a miss. Catcher doesn't hold it again. They'll throw to first late and get the strikeout. That will allow Walker to move down to second base. She dropped it again, but able to recover this time. Thompson made a close play, but they'll get the out there for out number two of the inning.
She almost pulled off that one. She's close to off the bag there.
Annalise Daly, the batter now for Clay County. Another chance to add a run here in the fourth inning, as she'll step back in there for the Lady Bulldogs. Two away, though, in this fourth. Daly hits this one to center field. Center fielder a chance to make another play, and that one is hit right at Peyton Young, route number three. So Clay County adds a run. We're through 3.5. It is Clay County 8, Clark Range 1.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Has
support. Welcome back to Rising Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldogs softball being presented by Clay Power Sports. Lady Dogs at a run in the top of the fourth. They lead Clark Range 8-1 here in the bottom of it.
Riley Baxter gets the fourth inning off to a good start with a fast strike right down the middle to Katie Sales leading off this inning. She'll be followed by Caitlin Cottle and Peyton Young due up for the Lady Buffaloes. That changeup misses away for ball one. They even the count at 1-1. As we've gotten later, we haven't seen that little pitch that she uses that not many people do as often, it doesn't seem like. That may have been it right there. Is that one misses low for ball two?
Yeah, she's kind of backed off that a little. You know, it was a pretty good pitch for her early, but now she's in a groove with her other pitches.
Yeah.
So sometimes you eliminate and just get a little more simple.
2-1 pitch. This one going to be grounded off home plate. That's going to be a tough play. Baxter gets to it, flips to first, but not in time as that one just rolled into that little no players land there. Baxter got to it, but just couldn't make the play in time.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Them little slow rollers, you ain't got much room to make that play.
And it was kind of the tweener. You know, does the catcher get it? Does the pitcher get it?
Yeah.
It ended up being Baxter, and nice throw, really, to even have a chance.
Well, as a coach, you're hoping your catcher can get it because they're going on it.
Right.
But a lot of times when it gets to that one spot, they can't get it, and it's got to be your pitcher. Just good effort right there for Clay County.
Leadoff runner on for the second time for Clark Rains. That's going to be called strike one to Caitlin Cottle, the catcher for the Lady Buffaloes. Smith takes a look down to first base, but Katie Sales not taking much of a lead down there and will stay there at first. Cottle steps back in. That one misses away for ball one. They'll throw behind her.
Oh.
Walker can't catch it cleanly, and that'll let the runner move down to second base.
Wow. Little bobble there, but
yeah.
Man, she gunned that down there off one knee.
Well, I mean, you know, going back to Darcy, she was her third baseman last year. So she's got an arm. You know, she can put it down there. So
kind of took a hop up into the chin of Jade Walker, too, is – that's a pretty good little shot there. The count evens up at 1-1. They'll square it a bunt. They bunt it down to the third baseline. Bailey up with it, throw to first in time as she was charging all the way. Will make the throw to first, but the sacrifice will move the runner over to third base. A little manufacturing of a run type play, but out number one recorded in the inning.
Yeah, that was a great read by Bailey there. She was pretty much off the bat. It was right to her. She's read those hands and got up there and made the play.
Abby Wood, the batter now for Clark Range, trying to keep the rally going for the Lady Buffaloes, but fouls this one off the net for strike one. And that was if you're Daly, it couldn't have been bunted to you any better than that, really, could it?
Yeah, she read well. I said it come to her right there where she was.
The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss on the change by Peyton Young.
Yeah, you'd think you'd be able to just take that out of the park, but you can't.
That one misses high for ball one. Take the count to 1-2.
Able to lay off, Doug. You don't see that much.
Oh, no. No, that's a hard pitch to lay off, especially when you've seen that speed.
Swing and a miss there for strike three for out number two here in the inning as Riley Baxter trying to battle back after giving up a hit to lead off the inning. She's retired two in a row now, and Abby Wood, the batter now, I think she was batting a minute ago, but it's Wood now. First pitch to Wood, going to be hit foul off the right side for strike one. Wood plays second base for Clark Rain. She'll step back in there. The 0-1 pitch catches the outside part of the plate for call, strike two. And you know a freshman's relaxed. You just notice little things sometimes. She's out there. She just tosses the ball up, just kind of playing catch with herself out there. You know she's kind of feeling this game's in her hands right now. 0-2 pitch. Did she check her swing? She did, and that's going to be ball one.
One thing I noticed with a runner on, she is a little more deliberate in her approach, Doug. But you're right, very, very comfortable, Craig.
And that's a great sign. If you're a Coach Daly, you've got to feel good about the confidence she's showing. Oh, just missed with ball two there on the ball just below the knees of Wood. That's been one he's called a lot tonight. Evens the count at 2-2. This one fouled off at the plate to stay alive. Current third base is Katie Sales. She led off with a single. Has moved all the way to third now. 2-2 delivery. Will change up, swinging strike for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts to end the inning. When she needs to go deep in her bag of tricks, that's the one she pulls out, and they get a hit. They strand the runner. We're through four complete. Clay County 8, Clark Range 1.
You and your family in some of life's largest financial decisions, whether buying a home, starting a business, or purchasing your dream car. We're proud to be your community bank. Call or visit one of our convenient locations today to learn more about our loan options. Macon Bank and Trust Company, proudly serving Macon and surrounding counties since 1990. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldogs softball being presented by Clay Power Sports. Lady Dogs lead the Lady Buffaloes 8-1 heading into the top of the fifth inning. And here's your Lady Dog recap brought to you by Baxter Flooring. It was tied at one heading into the top of the third when Clay County got going. It was two outs and one on when Walker had an RBI single, Jenna Thompson then an RBI triple, and the bats got going, a total of eight hits in the inning, six runs to make it 7-1. Then Riley Baxter started shutting them down. She threw three straight strikeouts in the bottom of the third. Clay County added another run in the top of the fourth to make it 8-1 and take this seven-point lead. And then Baxter retires the last two in the bottom of the fourth with two straight strikeouts. She's up to several. We'll let Craig update us here next. This Lady Dog recap's been brought to you by Baxter Flooring and owner James Baxter, specializing in all types of floor coverings, custom tile showers, and more, so you can buy your flooring right here at home at 109 East Lake Avenue in Salina.
Halen Garrison leading off this inning. Garrison hits one well to left field. That's over the left fielder's head. That's down for extra bases for Garrison. Garrison rounding first, coming into second, takes a look, but she'll hold there with a double to the base of the fence. Out in left field for Halen Garrison to lead off the fifth.
And that's the second time she's turned on a ball tonight.
Yeah, she's seeing that ball real well right now because she really, the last two, she's turned on well.
Going back to what you were talking about, Clay County's recorded 12 outs, nine of those by strikeouts for okay. Riley Baxter. So 75% of the outs recorded by strikeouts. Darcy Smith, the batter now for Clay County, hits this one to center field. Center fielder's got a long run, but gets there to make the catch for out number one. As continuing now, Peyton Young still having a long night out there in center field.
One thing about it, you hit it there, you're going to be out. She's made those plays.
She's got everything. Avery Davis, the batter now for Clay County, steps in. Avery's got an RBI on the night. First pitch here, gets an extra base hit or any kind of hit, and she'll add another here as there's a long lead by Garrison out there. That one missed for ball one. We talked about it. Halen Garrison doesn't run like a catcher. She runs like a left fielder or something out there.
Yeah, no doubt. One of the fastest on this team, and there's a lot of fast players here.
Got her right in the calf there, hitting Avery Davis, hit by a pitch, and that's not a way you want to get on base, really, in an 8-1 game, but they will put her on with runners at first and second now for Riley Baxter.
That's one thing. A lot of players won't take that
hit.
That's
what I was going to say.
That's one thing she'll do. You come in there with her, she's going to let it hit her.
Yeah, very tough. And also just a sophomore is Davis, pretty sure. And, you know, all these players, they played so much softball over the years that, yeah, they're not going to bail out on you.
Let's call strike one to Riley Baxter. She's looking for her first hit of the night. She's had a couple of pop-ups, and they have been pop-ups. They, when they go out of your view looking out the press box, they're way up there, and Clark Range has made a couple of tough catches. The 0-1 pitch, this one fouled into the net for strike two to get Copley ahead in the count 0-2. 1 away here in the top of the fifth. Clay County leading by a score of 8-1, but runners at first and second for Baxter. Change up, looks at strike three. That's a tough one. When you can throw that for the strike, it makes it an even better pitch. Second out of the inning for Clark Range.
Yeah, that changes things when you can actually throw that for a strike. And, you know, Baxter's done that four strike and not a strike, so that makes it even worse, you know, when you've seen strikes for that.
Yeah, it's a really good pitch by the Lady Buffalo Diggler right there.
Reagan Cherry, a little slow roller back to the pitcher who boots it, and the bases are loaded for Baylor Walden. That's going to be an error on the pitcher as that one hit off the end of the bat by Reagan Cherry, and it will move Garrison to third. It will put Davis at second, and Reagan Cherry at first. The table is set, as they used to say, ducks on the pond for Baylor Walden.
Yeah, she's got two dingers on the season, guys, and looking for the grand slam here. A little frustrated, I think, Walden may be, so let's see what she can do with it here. She's got two flyouts in this one, Doug, I think.
Yeah, I think that last bat, she failed. She had that figured out and just missed it, you know, didn't get a good contact on it, flew out.
Looks at ball one there, the count 1-0 to Walden. This one hit well in the middle. That's through for a base hit. One run will score. They're going to send Davis from second, the throw coming home. She'll be in easily, and a two-run double on Baylor Walden's first hit of the day, and Clay County moves in front 10-1.
It's almost too good. It almost flipped that runner. He got out there quick.
It did. Like you said, kind of dialing it in over the last few at-bats, and was right on that one was Baylor Walden. You know, we talked about her. She's leading this team, or pretty close to it, right under 500. Two home runs. I think that's her 16th hit on the season, so she's not just a pitcher.
No. Jade Walker to bat now for Clay County. Walker takes that one high for ball one. Seventh batter of the inning for Clay County here in the fifth, as they've added two more to take a 9-run lead, 10-1 over Clark Range. Copley, that one is high for ball two.
You know, Copley stayed around the plate all night. That's some pretty good pitches right there. Just some good discipline for Clay County to stay off of.
Man, the Lady Dog staff knew that coming in. You know, they talked about, hey, they've got a pretty good pitcher. And she's done a good job throughout here. Clay County's just kind of got her number there in that, I guess it was the third.
Yep.
And created some separation, just been building on it since.
2-1. The count to Walker. Copley, the 2-1 delivery. Walker going to ground this one on the right side. Second baseman tries to backhand it. Can't get to it. It'll get through for the hit for Walker. Two RBIs added there, as coming in to score will be Cherry and Walden. And it'll be a 12-1 lead on Jade Walker's third hit in a row. Let's see. She's got three RBIs now on the night, does Walker.
Pretty solid night right there.
And now Jenna Thompson to bat for Clay County. That one misses away for ball one. Walker bluffs over at first base, but Cottle going to look her back, and I don't think they're going to run much at 12-1 right here as Thompson steps back in. One-oh pitch. That one gets away. That'll let Walker move to second base on the wild pitch. Going to be a 2-0 count to Jenna Thompson. So Thompson's got a chance to add to her RBI total.
Yeah, she's the one that kind of broke it open with that triple back in the third, I think.
That was a foul back of the net for strike one. Yeah, they've done it kind of small ball as Clay County. They've got three extra base hits of the hits that they have. Two on the count to Thompson. That one misses away for ball three. Big lead out there by Walker. They'll throw in front of her down to third base, just trying to draw a throw to see if they can make a mistake happen by Clark Range, but they drive her back to second base. Three and one to Thompson. Swing and a miss for strike two. Made me think right there. You're talking about control. She hasn't walked a player tonight. It just hit me right there as it went 3-1.
That's true.
It hasn't went 3-1 much. She hasn't went to three balls much. Of course, Clay County's causing that a little bit by being aggressive. Full count pitch. This one just fouled off at the plate to stay alive. That's just a little hang-around swing there by Jenna Thompson.
And that goes back to showing now what she is hitting the spots, because Clay County, if it's close, they're going after it. So she's around the plate.
Yeah. Again, the full count pitch from Copley. Strike three called to end the inning. So Clay County adds a couple of more. We're through 4.5. It is Clay County 12, Clark Range 1.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldog softball, presented by Clay Power Sports. We're in the bottom of the fifth, last inning of this first game of the doubleheader. Clay County leads 12-1 here, guys, after adding four runs there in the top of the fifth. Craig, you just mentioned how they got them. How'd you say they got them, Walker?
Two RBIs from Walden, two RBIs from Walker, and just they haven't done it with many extra base hits like we talked about. They've had several hits, but only three extra base hits on the night for the Lady Bulldogs.
Yeah, they really kind of got the bats going, Doug, and you talked about it after seeing the pitcher, you know, getting off that 60-plus mile-an-hour stuff from Kaylee Plumley from two nights ago and kind of getting dialed in on Copley. They've done a good job.
Yeah, and that's what you look for. You know, after the first time through, what adjustments do you make? Do you make the right adjustments? And they have. From since that first time through the batting order, they've had it figured out, and they've hit the ball very well.
I've got Clay County with 14 hits tonight. They have held Clark Range to only two.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to win a lot of games doing that. Baxter, first pitch going to be low for ball one to Callie Upchurch.
Yeah, and those two hits was kind of like swinging bunts, you know,
yeah.
Tough plays to make. And Clay made both those close.
Yeah, both. Probably not 20 feet from home plate, were they?
No, they didn't get out there far.
That misses for ball two. Takes the count 2-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. Again, it's strange to be on your home field and still have somebody else batting in the bottom of the fifth. Clay County looking to take another step to locking up that second place spot, and that's right down the middle for call strike one. I think she was looking all the way there to try to just see about getting a base runner as Callie Upchurch steps back in. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss for strike two.
You talked about the two dribble hits, basically infield hits, and, you know, it's all credit to this freshman pitcher, Riley Baxter. We've seen her do it in several different ways. She gets, I think, maybe her 10th strikeout
tenth
there, Craig.
Strikeout. Caught her looking that time with strikeout number 10. She's over 70. on the year. That's 71 for Riley Baxter, who leads this team in strikeouts.
Yeah, you know, Doug had talked about her. He had seen some of those early games, but, you know, as much as you like to watch Baylor Walton pitch, we've got another one, Doug.
Yeah, it's pretty nice when you roll two out of that quality. Most teams can't say they can do that.
Copley, the batter now, looks at ball one, low and inside. Count goes 1-0.
Clark Raines 2 outs away here, Gus.
Yep. 1-0 pitch. That one's on the outside part of the plate on a pretty pitch to even the count at 1-1. That may be one of the best pitches he's thrown tonight.
Yeah, she's dialed in pretty well. She feels confident she can throw about anything right now.
1-1 delivery from Baxter, hit into right field, and good decision by Cherry there. Knew she couldn't get to it. It's going to bounce in front of her. She'll hold Copley to a single, and Clark Raines has a runner at first with one out here in the bottom of the fifth.
Well, as soon as we brag on her a little bit, you see some solid contact.
Yeah.
That was pitcher on pitcher, I think.
Yes. She just went down. That is out the strike zone, yeah. I think, and Copley just reached down and just kind of went the other way, and that's just a good piece of hitting. Sometimes they're going to make a good hit.
Yeah, the third hit of the night that Baxter's given up, and really, really the first solid contact hit, Doug.
That is, and as a pitcher and coach, that pitch she hit right there is one you want to throw because it wasn't a strike.
Yeah.
She just
right.
went and hit a pitch.
That one's low for ball one. I'm telling you, it just looks to me like there might be some weather getting close here.
Yeah, that wind's kicking up.
And it's cooler. Baxter looking at the wristband.
Yep.
The batter, Fox, that wind blowing in from right field. It's blowing right into home plate. Fox and Darcy Smith and the home plate umpire, they're the ones facing the brunt of that dust right now.
Yeah, we're kind of boxed in according to radar here, a little bit to the north, a little bit to the south. So I think we're good on the rain, but maybe not the wind at this point.
Swinging strike there to even the count at 1-1. Yeah, it's kicking up. So.
Yeah, and it's going to the other direction now. It's kind of swirling in here.
Macy Fox steps back in there. 1-1 delivery. Just misses low for ball two. Two and one to the third baseman for Clark Ranch.
I don't get to see many of the comments sometimes on Facebook, but we've got Crystal Hammock Watson saying, is that Craig Cantrell out here in Clay County?
Yeah, Crystal had a good career over at Livingston Academy.
Crystal, we've turned him into a closet Bulldog fan.
I haven't put the black and gold on yet, but just because they hadn't got me a hat. So that one misses outside for ball three. You'd think Bruce Lamb would take care of the old boy every now and then, but he hadn't done it yet.
We can fix that.
I don't care to ask. You know, 3-2 pitch, swinging strike for strike three for out number two in the inning. Strikeout number 11 for Riley Baxter now.
Of course, Crystal works down at Clay Power Sports for Eli, our presenting sponsor. We've talked about them all night long. One thing we haven't mentioned, they're having their two-year anniversary sale coming up next week. I think it starts on the 15th and goes all weekend long. Crystal, Eli, and all the folks down there, they'll be having some crazy deals on stuff, I'm sure.
Yeah, and that, when you walk in that place, you'll just be amazed to see what they do have. Just great people down there. Everybody needs to go give them a visit.
Swinging strike there for strike one to the number nine batter, Sarah Gunner. Strike two called there for the second strike to get way ahead in the count 0-2.
Like to see the freshman close it out with a cool dozen right here, guys. Finish it off with 12 Ks.
Looking at the wristband, I think it's just pretty simple here, just the smoke, and that's what it is. Swinging strike, strike three, and she does. She strikes out the side here after giving up a single in between, and she strikes out 12 in the game. That's a big win for Clay County. They beat Clark Raines 12-1. We'll have her post-game show coming up right after this.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. a detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of Lady Bulldogs game, the announcement of the TDS top performer, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes. Your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network for the Farm Bureau postgame show. Clay County winners tonight by a score of 12-1 over Clark Range. Clay County improves to 8-6 on the season, 3-2 in District 7A. Clark Range falls to 0-4 in the league. We'll now do the Lady Dog wrap-up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Guys, this kind of got off to a slow start after a scoreless first inning between both teams. Clay County finally got on the board in the second and made it 1-0. Clark Range battled back in the bottom of the second, tied it up at 1. And then it was about that third inning. Clay County had 8 hits and 6 runs in that stretch to take a 7-1 lead, and it just kind of added to it from there. Riley Baxter, the freshman, started really hitting her groove, Doug, and eventually took care of business and did what they were supposed to do here tonight.
Yeah. Early, the first two innings, both pitchers was pretty much in a good little groove, both sides, and about 30, and we kind of timed it up. And then as the game went, Baxter got stronger. You don't see a lot in pitching. Usually they kind of level out and don't, but no, as the game went on, she got stronger each inning. So that's pretty nice.
And talk about that top of the third, Greg. You were busy with your pencil during that one.
8 hits, 7 singles, so they kind of manufactured runs. And that's, if you're a coach, that's what you like to see them be able to do. The extra base hits are pretty, and the crowd loves them. They did get one, a triple in there by Jenna Thompson. But when you're just moving station to station, that means your team is hitting the ball pretty well. They sent 10 players to the plate, 8 hits in that one, so they got one retired on the base pads. But that's just a great inning. They just came out, they hit the ball well, they placed it well, and they hit it hard. That's what, after the second inning, they started hitting the ball hard, and that made a difference. You kind of talked about it. They're changing from 60 miles an hour to 45 miles an hour, and you got to adjust to it, and they did. And I think everybody got a hit except maybe Baxter, so that's a pretty good night.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, Doug, you talked about Riley Baxter and what she did. After that big inning by Clay County, she came out and just mowed down the side, 3 straight strikeouts, finished with a cool dozen. I always like to say 12 in this one. And it was kind of, Craig talks about it, how when the bats get going, everybody plays better, and Riley Baxter did too.
And you see in the circle, Craig mentioned this too, you know, she's out there in between pitches, leaving up in the air, so she's just comfortable. She felt whatever she threw was going to be a strike. She got that confidence going, and that's great to see because, you know, things go well if you're confident out there.
Yeah.
And Craig, you mentioned at the start, you know, Coach Homer Daly playing some players that didn't necessarily start 2 days ago, mixing up the lineup, you know, so that could have caused that slow start for Clay County also, but they settled in. And how nice is it to have that option, to be able to play players at different places and then play, you know, almost a dozen players.
And have them produce. You know, when everybody steps in and produces for you the way they did, you've got to feel good as a coach if you're him. But, I mean, Gordonville's going to stop a lot of teams, so you know that they're going to be tough to deal with anything. But everybody else that Clay County plays, they've got 10, 12, 13, 14 players that can come in and play and produce for them. So, yeah, he's got to feel good about the run, and he's really got to feel good about next year when all these players have another year on them, and they've got a chance to make a deep run this year before next year comes along.
And, Doug, we saw this team last season, you know, how good they were. They got where they needed to be, got into an elimination game away from Gordonville, couldn't quite get it done. But now you see these young freshmen coming in, you see the extra year on some of these veteran players. How important is that going to be moving forward?
Well, it is. You start 3 freshmen against Gordonville, one of the top teams in the state and in the nation, like you said. You know, our starting shortstop there tonight was a freshman.
Yeah.
Third baseman, a freshman. First baseman, a freshman. So, and quality, not just freshman, quality freshman. You said that tonight because tonight you had basically the same line. I think 2 girls that didn't start the other night, but almost everybody's in a different position but 2 and everything. So, that's pretty nice as a coach to be able to do that. You know, 2 of you started last night. You can give them a break the first game, and you don't miss anything. That's pretty good.
Well, I got to interrupt here. Crystal, if you're still on there, he officially has a hat. Our cohort, Daniel Strong, showed up here in the Spring Sports broadcast booth for the first time ever, dropped off a black and gold Clay County hat to Craig Cantrell, and walked out the door.
Just
so,
slipped out.
He's going to make sure it happened, Craig. Welcome to the game.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Well, as quick as I take the headset off, Crystal, I'll wear it out tonight through the crowd. So.
And guarantee you it'll look real good on you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I feel welcome now, even more than I did.
Well, good, good. Clay County felt welcome here tonight, Craig, with a big win, 12-1 over Clark Range. That was the Bulldog Wrap-Up brought to you by Eco Pals of Tennessee. Conveniently located in Hermitage Springs. Visit EcoPanelsOfTN.com and find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes. Got tongue-tied again. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. I've said that a lot of times. I think that's the first time I ever got tongue-tied.
You're too busy laughing about me.
I think I was. I was waiting for you to put the black and gold on. Well, I'm so excited to get rid of that hog eye.
I can do it with the headset. It won't work.
All right, guys. Time to announce the TDS top performer from tonight's game. It was Jenna Thompson two nights ago, the sophomore. Greg, you called it. It's about the senior tonight. The old school player is Doug Calder. What a night she had.
Jade Walker came out and played well for Clay County. She went 2 for 3 on the night, had 3 RBIs, had 3 straight hits to end the game. She stole a base. She scored a run. And that play that you talked about just being softball smart that she made over at first base, that's one that you get as a senior that you might not get as a freshman. And that's what she was able to do. And she just led this team. And you talk about being loose. You watch her during as the innings got over. She's dancing up to the pitcher circle every game. She's having fun, and that's what you love your seniors to do—to lead your team and let them have fun and go out and win the ball game. This is a loose softball team, and a loose softball team is a team that's having fun. So they got a chance to go a long way.
Oh yeah, yeah. Once you get in that little groove to where you're having fun playing, that makes it pretty simple.
And before we wind it up, Baylor Walden got on the catcher's stuff here for the game, too.
Well, maybe not. they let her warm up with that catching gear quite a bit. And that wouldn't surprise me, sir, there. I figured probably not, but you never know.
So.
I mean, she wouldn't be there for me.
No.
I know that's right.
Jake Walker, our TDS top performer, guys, just to update, you said she had 4 RBIs tonight?
I was wrong. She had 3. That was
3.
A stolen base there.
16 RBIs on the season for Jake Walker to lead the team. She was already leading it. She added to it there. Of course, she upped her number of hits to about the same amount, and she's real close to that 400 mark on the average after a really good night tonight. And that's what you want out of your senior, isn't it, Doug?
Oh, yeah. You want leaders. She's definitely a leader. Like I said, she's loose out there. She keeps the girls loose. Anytime your senior can make those younger players feel like they're doing well, and she does that. You know, we got a young team. You know, there's 2 seniors on this team. So it's big to see them get those young players feeling that way.
No doubt about it. Tonight's top performer was Jade Walker. Yes, sir.
I would like to say that. I was thinking about it. You're talking about what Riley Baxter did. 12 strikeouts. She's up to 73. So she was very close in that running, too, as we were looking at the hits. But you got to look at that defense, too. 12 out of 15 outs recorded by strikeouts and 73 strikeouts for a freshman. And I don't know how many games she started in. That's big numbers there.
It is huge, and she played really well. We did kind of debate back and forth between the senior and the freshman.
Yeah.
Baxter going to have several times throughout her career to be the TDS top performer. And, yes, sir.
Game started, this is number 6.
Okay.
So she's averaging double-digit strikeouts in her game. She's
averaging 12 strikeouts a game.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Wow. Tonight, again, Jade Walker is tonight's top performer, brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Guys, we're here tonight in the softball press box because Trousdale County canceled the baseball game they were supposed to call tonight, but we just quickly flipped the script, came here and called a really good softball game between Clay County and Clark Range, who they did take care of business against 12-1. So we're going to flip the script again for tomorrow night. We're supposed to call the softball game between Macon County and Clay County. We're going to call the baseball game tomorrow night between Clay County and Westmoreland, get our first look at Bulldog baseball, Doug, and I'm excited about it.
Oh, yeah, good. Coach Brown's got a good, solid team. You look at their record, you think, they're not real good. But then look who they played. Good, solid team, fun team to watch. Anybody gets anchors, you'll have 2 games you want to get Friday night, so you can
come
see
out.
Both if you want to. But you need to come see these teams. They're fun to watch.
And I don't remember his name from last year. I was getting the starting lineups from softball, walking back between the 2 dugouts. And I don't know who it was, but it was the loudest shot I've heard off a bat in a long time. They were over there practicing. I said, he just crushed that one. It did. It went deep center field. I'll show him to you tomorrow because I saw who it was. If they don't have a number, I don't know. But that was impressive. I'm looking forward to see him hit for real.
did he look like a Greek god built in
he,
thick?
He was a big, thick, black-haired guy. And, oh, man.
Well, that's easy. That's reset.
he crushed it.
A lot of the Adams on this team, Hayden, Reese, Nolan, Nate, also, and then a lot of other really good players, and Brady Daly and others. I can't name them all right now, but we're going to get our first look tomorrow night and looking forward to it. Yeah. Clay County Baseball, I think it's a 6 o'clock. I'll have to check that. I'll check that. Folks, look on Facebook. We'll post that. I'm not real sure on the timing of that game tomorrow night, but Bulldog Baseball versus Westmoreland here at Clay County High School tomorrow night on the Horizon Sports Network. Guys, any final thoughts on this one?
Just another fun night watching a really good played game. Like I said, come out and see them play. You'll be proud you come see them.
I'm going to wait just a minute here because Craig Cantrell has donned the black and gold. Man, it looks good.
And I was not wrong. He does look good in
that. He does. He does. We need to turn the camera around on his own. We won't do it, folks.
Again, I avoid the camera at all costs.
Well, we're proud to have you here in Bulldog Country, Craig, and we know you're a Hawkeye at heart. We won't hold it against you, but awful fun to have you alongside us. We do. Doug, good to have you, too.
Good to be here.
Folks, again, Bulldog Baseball tomorrow night. I'll sign off. For Doug Strong and Craig Cantrell, I'm Thomas Weaver, wishing y'all a good night.